Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex here, and I'm thrilled to kick off today's episode with a topic that's been buzzing in the wellness world, chronic inflammation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, inflammation sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me, understanding this silent troublemaker could be the key to unlocking your best health yet. Picture this. You're trying to enjoy your day, but there's this constant, nagging discomfort that just won't quit. That's kind of what chronic inflammation feels like for your body. It's like having an overenthusiastic security system that never shuts off, even when there's no real threat. So, what's causing this internal alarm to keep blaring? Well, it could be a number of things. Maybe you're dealing with a stubborn infection, or perhaps your body's playing a confusing game of attack the healthy tissue. That's what we call an autoimmune disorder. Or, let's be real, it could be our modern lifestyle catching up with us. Too much junk food, not enough shut-eye, and stress levels through the roof. Now, I'm not just talking about a few aches and pains here. Chronic inflammation can be sneaky, showing up as fatigue that coffee just can't fix, mood swings that rival a teenager's, or digestive issues that make you regret every meal. It's like your body's sending out an SOS, but in a language we don't always understand. But here's the good news, and you know I always have good news. We're not helpless against this inflammatory invasion. In fact, there are some pretty simple steps we can take to turn down the heat in our bodies. Think of it as giving your internal firefighters a much-needed boost. First up, let's talk food. I know, another health nut talking about diet. But hear me out. What if I told you that your fork could be your most powerful anti-inflammatory tool? We're talking about loading up on nature's medicine. Colorful fruits and veggies, healthy fats like avocados and nuts, and those omega-3s found in fish. It's like creating an internal peace treaty with every bite. And hey, while we're at it, why not throw in some turmeric? This golden spice isn't just for fancy lattes. It's an inflammation-fighting superhero in disguise. Add a dash to your smoothie, and boom, you're on your way to a calmer, happier body. But food's just part of the picture. Remember how I mentioned stress? Well, it turns out our bodies don't love being in constant fight-or-flight mode. Shocking, I know. So let's make a pact. This week, we're all going to try one stress-busting activity. Maybe it's 5 minutes of meditation, a yoga class, or just taking a moment to breathe deeply. Trust me, your body will thank you. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, but Alex, I don't have time for all this. I get it, life's busy. But here's the thing, taking these small steps now could save you a world of trouble down the road. It's like investing in a really good insurance policy for your health. So, here's my challenge to you. Pick one thing, just one, from what we've talked about today. Maybe it's swapping out your afternoon snack for some antioxidant-rich berries, or setting a reminder to stand up and stretch every hour. Whatever it is, give it a try. Your future self will high-five you for it. Remember, folks, inflammation doesn't have to be your body's default setting. With a few tweaks here and there, we can turn down the heat and start feeling like our best selves again. And isn't that what this wellness journey is all about? That's all for today, health warriors. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight against inflammation. Your body will thank you. All right, let's dive deeper into what's really stirring up trouble in our bodies. We're talking about the causes of chronic inflammation. And trust me, it's like solving a mystery where your body is the detective and the culprit all at once. First up, we've got those pesky persistent infections. You know, the ones that hang around like that friend who doesn't get the hint that the party's over. These stubborn bugs can keep your immune system on high alert, causing inflammation that just won't quit. But it's not just about germs. Sometimes, it's the world around us that's the problem. Imagine your body as a pristine lake, and then picture a constant drip of pollutants seeping in. That's what long-term exposure to irritants like industrial chemicals or air pollution can do. It's like your body's constantly trying to clean up a mess that never ends. Now here's where things get a bit tricky. Sometimes, your body decides to turn on itself. Talk about a plot twist. We call these autoimmune disorders, where your immune system gets a bit confused and starts attacking healthy tissues. It's like your internal defense team can't tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys anymore. But wait, There's more. Some folks are dealt a genetic wild card called autoinflammatory diseases. It's like your immune system's volume knob is stuck on high, and no one can figure out how to turn it down. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, please tell me there's something in my control here. And you're in luck, because there absolutely is. Let's talk lifestyle factors, the things we do day in and day out that can either fuel or fight inflammation. Picture this. You're at an all-you-can-eat buffet of saturated fats, trans fats, and refined sugar. Tempting, right? But for your body, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. These foods can kick your inflammation into high gear. And if we pair that with carrying extra weight, especially around the middle, it's like we're sending out a party invitation to inflammation. Oh, and let's not forget about our old frenemy, stress. When we're constantly in fight or flight mode, our bodies produce inflammation as if we're actually running from a bear, every single day. Pair that with nights of tossing and turning, and you've got a recipe for inflammatory disaster. Now, I'm not here to be all doom and gloom. Understanding these causes is like getting a map of the inflammation landscape. Once you know what's out there, you can start plotting your course to wellness. So here's your mission, should you choose to accept it. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are any of these inflammatory culprits sneaking around in your daily routine? Maybe it's that extra slice of pizza you can't resist, or the stress you're carrying from work. Identifying these factors is the first step in your inflammation-fighting journey. Remember, knowledge is power, and now you're armed with the intel to start making changes. It might seem overwhelming, but every small step counts. Maybe tomorrow you swap out that soda for water, or take a 5-minute breather when stress starts creeping in. The beauty of understanding these causes is that it puts you in the driver's seat. You're not just along for the ride anymore. You're actively steering towards better health. And trust me, that's a journey worth taking. So, what's one thing you're going to do differently after learning about these inflammatory triggers? Whatever it is, I'm cheering you on. Your body's been waiting for you to join the fight, and now you're ready to tackle inflammation head on. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight against inflammation. Your body will thank you. All right, health warriors, let's talk about the sneaky signals your body might be sending you when chronic inflammation is crashing your wellness party. Imagine your body's trying to tell you something, but instead of using words, it's playing a frustrating game of charades. Well, I'm here to help you crack the code. First up, let's chat about that all-too-familiar duo, body pain and fatigue. You know those days when you feel like you've run a marathon, even though the most strenuous thing you did was binge-watch your favorite show? That could be inflammation talking. It's like your body's throwing a tantrum, and your muscles and joints are bearing the brunt of it. But it's not just your body that's feeling the heat. Your mind can get caught in the crossfire, too. If you've been feeling down in the dumps, anxious, or just can't seem to shake off the blues, inflammation might be the uninvited guest at your mental health party. It's like your brain's been hijacked by a gloomy cloud that just won't budge. Now, let's venture south to your gut. Is your stomach doing the cha-cha when you'd rather it just chill? Chronic inflammation can turn your digestive system into a roller coaster ride you never bought a ticket for. We're talking constipation one day, a mad dash to the bathroom the next, and don't even get me started on acid reflux. It's like your guts decided to stage a rebellion. And speaking of rebellions, let's talk sleep, or rather, the lack of it. If you're tossing and turning more than a rotisserie chicken, inflammation might be the culprit. It's like your body's got FOMO and refuses to shut down for the night. The kicker? This lack of sleep can actually fuel more inflammation, creating a vicious cycle that leaves you feeling like a zombie extra in a B-grade movie. Last but not least, let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the fluctuating numbers on your scale. Unexplained weight changes can be another sign that inflammation's messing with your system. Whether you're mysteriously packing on pounds or shedding weight without trying, it's like your body's playing a twisted game of yo-yo dieting without your consent. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, you've just described half the population. And you're not wrong. These symptoms can be pretty common, which is why chronic inflammation often flies under the radar. It's like the master of disguise in the health world, mimicking a bunch of other conditions. But here's the deal. If you're experiencing a mix of these symptoms, and they're sticking around like that one guest who doesn't get the parties over, it might be time to pay attention. Your body's not just being dramatic, it's sending out an SOS. The good news? Now that you know what to look for, you're one step closer to cracking the case. It's like you've just unlocked a new level in the game of health detective. And let me tell you, it's a game worth playing. So here's your homework. Start a symptom diary. I know, it sounds like something your grandma would do, but trust me on this one. Jot down what you're experiencing and when. Are your symptoms worse after certain foods? Do they flare up during stressful times? This info is gold for figuring out your personal inflammation triggers. Remember, you're not alone in this. Millions of people are dealing with these same issues, often without realizing there's a common thread. By tuning into your body's signals, you're taking the first step towards turning down the inflammatory heat. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep listening to your body and fighting the good fight against inflammation. Your future self will thank you. All right, health detectives, it's time to put on our lab coats and talk about measuring inflammation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, are we about to get all sciencey? Well, yes, but I promise to make it as fun as a game of guess that biomarker. Let's start with the star of our inflammation measuring show, C-reactive protein, or CRP for short. This little protein is like the drama queen of your bloodstream. It shows up in full force when there's inflammation in town. Imagine CRP as the paparazzi of your body. When inflammation strikes, CRP levels skyrocket faster than celebrity gossip spreads. Now here's where it gets interesting. Doctors can actually measure your CRP levels with a simple blood test. It's like taking a snapshot of what's going on inside your body. High levels of CRP are like a red flag waving frantically and saying, "Hey, there's some inflammatory action happening in here." But here's the kicker. CRP isn't just a one-trick pony. Oh no, this overachiever has been extensively studied as a biomarker for both acute and chronic inflammation. It's like the Swiss Army knife of inflammation indicators. And get this, elevated CRP levels have been linked to an increased risk of various diseases, including some pretty serious ones like heart disease and certain cancers. Now, I can almost hear some of you asking, "But Alex, what's a normal CRP level?" Well, that's where things get a bit tricky. It's not quite as simple as pass or fail. Generally, lower levels are better, but what's considered normal can vary. It's like trying to define a normal amount of Netflix binging. Everyone's got their own threshold. Here's a fun fact to impress your friends at your next health-conscious dinner party. Did you know that CRP levels can be affected by things like your age, gender, and even your lifestyle choices? It's true. So that kale smoothie and yoga session might be doing more than just making you feel smug. They could be helping to keep your CRP levels in check. But let's not get too carried away with our CRP crush. While it's a superstar in the world of inflammation markers, it's not the only player on the team. There are other biomarkers that doctors might look at, like erythrocyte sedimentation rate, ESR, or interleukin-6, IL-6. It's like assembling the Avengers of inflammation indicators. Each one brings something special to the table. So what does this mean for you? Well, if you're concerned about inflammation, or if you're dealing with some of those sneaky symptoms we talked about earlier, it might be worth chatting with your healthcare provider about getting your CRP levels checked. It's not a definitive diagnosis on its own, but it can be a valuable piece of the puzzle. And here's a pro tip. If you do get tested, don't just look at the numbers and call it a day. Talk to your healthcare provider about what those numbers mean for you specifically. It's like getting a personalized tour of your inflammatory landscape. Remember, measuring inflammation isn't about getting a perfect score. It's about understanding your body better and taking steps to support your overall health. Think of it as gathering intel for your wellness mission. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep decoding those biomarkers and fighting the good fight against inflammation. Your body will thank you. All right, food lovers and health seekers, it's time to talk about one of my favorite topics, the anti-inflammatory diet. Now, before you start thinking, oh great, another restrictive eating plan, let me stop you right there. This isn't about depriving yourself. It's about nourishing your body with foods that love it back. Picture your plate as a colorful, delicious defense system against inflammation. Exciting, right? Let's break it down and make this anti-inflammatory feast a reality. First up, we're talking whole foods. You know, the stuff that doesn't come with a novel length ingredient list. We're going back to basics, folks. Imagine foods that your great-grandparents would recognize. It's like giving your body a break from decoding all those artificial additives and preservatives. Now let's paint your plate with the colors of the rainbow. No, I'm not talking about Skittles. I'm talking about fruits and vegetables. These nutritional powerhouses are packed with antioxidants and fiber. It's like sending in a peacekeeping force to calm down the inflammation in your body. But wait, there's more. Let's talk about fats. And no, not all fats are created equal. We're focusing on the healthy ones. Think olive oil, avocados, and nuts. These foods are like the cool kids of the fat world. They help reduce inflammation and keep your body running smoothly. And here's the headliner of our anti-inflammatory show, omega-3 fatty acids. Found in fatty fish like salmon, sardines, and mackerel, as well as in flax seeds and walnuts, these superstar nutrients are inflammation's worst nightmare. It's like they're the bouncers at Club Inflammation, keeping things under control. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, this sounds great, but how do I actually make this work in real life? I hear you. Start small. Maybe swap out your afternoon snack for a handful of berries and nuts. Or try adding a new veggie to your dinner plate each week. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. Remember, this isn't a diet in the traditional sense. It's more like a lifestyle shift. You're not just eating to fill your stomach. You're eating to fuel your body and fight inflammation. It's like you're the chef and the superhero all in one. And don't worry if you slip up now and then. Life happens, and that slice of pizza isn't going to undo all your good work. The key is consistency over time. Think of it as a long-term investment in your health. Small, regular deposits of good nutrition will pay off big time in the long run. Before we wrap up this tasty section, I want to remind you that everyone's body is different. What works for one person might not work for another. Listen to your body, and don't be afraid to experiment to find what feels best for you. Remember, food is more than just calories, it's information for your body. So let's start sending some anti-inflammatory messages with every delicious bite. Here's to eating well and feeling great. That's all for today, health warriors. Until next time, keep nourishing your body with those inflammation-fighting foods. Your taste buds and your health will thank you. All right, stress warriors, it's time to tackle the elephant in the room, or should I say, the tension in our shoulders. We're diving into the world of stress management, and trust me, your inflammation-fighting journey wouldn't be complete without it. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Alex, are you about to tell me to just relax and take a deep breath? Well, yes and no. Managing stress is about so much more than just taking a chill pill. It's like being the CEO of your own well-being corporation. Let's start with the mind-body connection. Did you know that stress can be like gasoline on the fire of inflammation? It's true. When we're stressed, our bodies go into fight-or-flight mode, releasing a cascade of hormones that can keep inflammation burning bright. It's like your body's stuck in a never-ending episode of a high-stakes reality show. So what's the antidote to this stress-inflammation cycle? Enter mindfulness, the superhero of stress management. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a Zen master overnight. Think of mindfulness as giving your brain a mini vacation. Even 5 minutes of meditation can be like hitting the reset button on your stress levels. Here's a simple mindfulness exercise you can try right now. Yes, right now. Close your eyes. Well, after you finish listening to this part, take a deep breath and focus on the sensation of your breath moving in and out. If your mind wanders, and trust me, it will, gently bring it back to your breath. Congratulations, you've just dipped your toes into the mindfulness pool. But wait, there's more. Yoga, our bendy friend, is another fantastic stress buster. It's like a two-for-one deal. You get physical activity and stress relief all rolled into one. And the best part? You don't need to be able to twist yourself into a pretzel to benefit. Even gentle stretching can help melt away tension. Now let's talk about the unsung hero of stress management, sleep. Oh, glorious sleep. It's like a nightly spa treatment for your body and mind. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of shut-eye per night. I know, easier said than done. But trust me, establishing a consistent sleep schedule is like giving your body's inflammation-fighting army a well-deserved rest and recharge. Here's a sleep tip that changed my life. Create a bedtime routine. It's like giving your body a gentle nudge that it's time to wind down. Maybe it's a warm bath, some light stretching, or curling up with a good book. Just maybe not that thrilling page-turner that keeps you up all night. Remember, managing stress isn't about eliminating it completely. That's about as realistic as expecting to never hit traffic again. It's about building resilience and giving your body the support it needs to handle life's ups and downs. And here's a little secret. Sometimes, the most effective stress management technique is simply giving yourself permission to take a break. It's okay to say no, to set boundaries, and to prioritize your well-being. Think of it as putting on your own oxygen mask first. You can't pour from an empty cup. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep breathing deep, stretching out that tension, and fighting the good fight against stress and inflammation. Your body and mind will thank you. All right, my fellow wellness warriors, it's time to get moving. We're diving into the wonderful world of physical activity, and trust me, your body is going to love you for it. Now, before you start groaning about burpees and marathon training, let me assure you, this is all about finding joy in movement. Let's kick things off with a little science nugget that'll blow your mind. Regular exercise can actually help reduce chronic inflammation. I know, right? It's like your body's own natural anti-inflammatory medicine, and the best part is, you don't need a prescription. So how does this magic work? Well, when we exercise, our bodies become more sensitive to insulin. It's like giving your cells a tune-up, helping them use glucose more efficiently. This improvement in insulin sensitivity is like kryptonite to inflammation, especially when it comes to reducing the risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. But wait, there's more. Physical activity is also a rock star when it comes to enhancing our immune function. It's like sending your immune system to boot camp. It comes out stronger and better equipped to fight off inflammation. Talk about a win-win. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, but Alex, I'm not exactly an athlete. And that's perfectly okay. The beauty of physical activity is that it comes in all shapes and sizes. You don't need to be running marathons or lifting heavy weights to reap the benefits. Here's the deal. Start where you are. Maybe for you, that means a brisk walk around the block after dinner. Or perhaps it's dancing in your living room to your favorite tunes. The key is to find something you enjoy. Exercise shouldn't feel like punishment. It should be a celebration of what your body can do. Let me share a little secret with you. Consistency trumps intensity every time. It's better to do moderate exercise regularly than to go all out once in a blue moon. Think of it like watering a plant. A little bit every day is much more effective than drowning it once a month. Remember, it's not about being perfect or pushing yourself to extremes. Listen to your body and respect its limits. Some days you might feel like a superhero, ready to conquer the world. Other days, a gentle stretch might be all you can manage. And that's okay. The important thing is to keep moving in whatever way feels good to you. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep moving, keep smiling, and keep fighting the good fight against inflammation. Your body will thank you for every step, stretch, and dance move. All right, supplement seekers, it's time to dive into the world of natural inflammation fighters. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, are we about to go on a magical mystery tour of the vitamin aisle? Well, sort of, but I promise it'll be more exciting than reading the back of a cereal box. Let's kick things off with the golden child of anti-inflammatory supplements, turmeric. This vibrant yellow spice isn't just for curry anymore, folks. It contains a compound called curcumin, which is like kryptonite for inflammation. Imagine little curcumin superheroes zooming through your body, putting out inflammatory fires left and right. Pretty cool, right? But here's the catch. Turmeric can be a bit of a diva when it comes to absorption. It needs a little help to really strut its stuff in your body. That's where black pepper comes in. Adding a pinch of black pepper to your turmeric is like giving it a backstage pass straight into your bloodstream. Talk about a dynamic duo. Next up on our supplement tour, we've got ginger. Now, this isn't just for settling queasy stomachs or spicing up your stir fry. Ginger is packed with compounds that can help tame inflammation. It's like sending a peacekeeping force into your body to calm things down. Plus, it adds a zingy kick to smoothies and teas. Win-win. Now, let's swim over to our next inflammation fighter, fish oil. Rich in omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil is like a soothing balm for your inflamed tissues. It's particularly good at tackling joint inflammation, which is great news for anyone who's ever felt like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz first thing in the morning. But what if you're not a fan of fish? No worries. You can get your omega-3 fix from plant-based sources too. Flaxseed oil and algae-based supplements are great alternatives. It's like having a vegetarian option at the anti-inflammatory buffet. Now, I can almost hear some of you asking, but Alex, can't I just get all this from food? And you absolutely can. In fact, I'm a big fan of getting nutrients from whole foods whenever possible. But let's face it, sometimes life gets in the way, and supplements can be a great way to fill in the gaps. Here's the deal, though. Not all supplements are created equal. It's like shopping for shoes. You want to make sure you're getting the right fit for you. Always opt for high-quality supplements from reputable sources. And please, pretty please, chat with your healthcare provider before starting any new supplement regimen. Remember, when it comes to fighting inflammation, supplements can be a great ally, but they're just one piece of the puzzle. Keep focusing on those whole foods, stay active, manage your stress, and think of supplements as your little helpers along the way. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep exploring those natural inflammation fighters, and remember, your body is your best ally in this wellness journey. Here's to a less inflamed, more vibrant you. All right, inflammation fighters, we're about to dive into the grand finale of our body's inflammatory response, the resolution phase. Think of it as the closing ceremony of the Inflammation Olympics, where your body starts cleaning up and restoring order. It's like the ultimate after-party cleanup, but way more important for your health. Now, you might be wondering, Alex, why are we talking about resolving inflammation? Isn't the goal to prevent it in the first place? Great question. While prevention is key, understanding how our bodies naturally resolve inflammation is crucial. It's like knowing how to land the plane, not just how to take off. Here's the scoop. The resolution phase is your body's way of saying, okay, crisis averted, time to get back to business as usual. It's a tightly controlled process, orchestrated by some pretty impressive molecular maestros called pro-resolving lipid mediators. These little conductors help bring the inflammatory symphony to a harmonious close. But here's where things get interesting and a bit concerning. Sometimes, this resolution phase doesn't quite go according to plan. It's like when the cleaning crew doesn't show up after a wild party, and the mess just keeps piling up. When inflammation fails to resolve properly, that's when we start seeing chronic inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, and asthma. So, what can we do to support this crucial resolution phase? Well, it turns out that many of the anti-inflammatory strategies we've been talking about throughout this series can help. It's like giving your body's cleanup crew the best tools for the job. For instance, remember our friends, the omega-3 fatty acids? Well, they don't just help prevent inflammation. They're also key players in resolving it. It's like they're working double shifts, fighting inflammation on the front lines and then helping with the cleanup afterwards. Talk about overachievers. And get this, stress management plays a huge role too. When we're stressed, it's like we're constantly calling the fire department even when there's no fire. This can interfere with the resolution process. So those mindfulness practices we talked about earlier, they're not just for your peace of mind. They're actually helping your body resolve inflammation more effectively. Remember, resolving inflammation is just as important as preventing it. So keep up those healthy habits, give your body the support it needs, and trust in your incredible self-healing machine. Here's to resolving inflammation and restoring balance, one healthy choice at a time. That's all for today, Health Warriors. Until next time, keep supporting your body's natural healing processes, and remember, you've got the power to help resolve inflammation. Your body will thank you for it. All right, wellness warriors, we've made it to the grand finale of our inflammation fighting journey. But before we wrap things up, I've got a few more tricks up my sleeve to help you become the ultimate inflammation busting superhero. Think of these as your secret weapons in the battle for better health. First up, let's talk about kicking that smoking habit to the curb. I know, easier said than done, but here's the thing. Smoking is like rolling out the red carpet for inflammation. It doesn't just trigger inflammation. It actually suppresses your body's anti-inflammatory processes. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline. Next on our hit list, maintaining a healthy weight. Now, I'm not talking about crash diets or unrealistic body standards here. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. You see, excess body fat, especially around the midsection, is like a factory pumping out pro-inflammatory cytokines. It's as if your body's got its own inflammation production line. Let's shift gears and talk about something we all love. Sleep. If your sleep patterns are more erratic than a toddler on a sugar high, it's time to get serious about sleep hygiene. Irregular sleep isn't just about feeling groggy, it's actually contributing to chronic inflammation. It's like your body's trying to run a marathon without proper rest stops. Now here's a wellness tip that might surprise you. Become a health detective. I'm talking about identifying and treating underlying causes of inflammation. Sometimes chronic inflammation can be triggered by sneaky culprits like hidden infections, environmental toxins, or even undiagnosed food sensitivities. It's like playing a game of Where's Waldo? But the prize is better health. And here's a tip that's often overlooked. Stay hydrated. Water is like the oil that keeps your body's engine running smoothly. It helps flush out toxins and supports every system in your body. If plain water bores you, jazz it up with some sliced fruit or herbs. It's like giving your cells a refreshing spa day. As we come to the end of our inflammation-fighting journey, I want to thank you for joining me on this adventure. Remember, you have the power to make a real difference in your health. Every choice, every day, is an opportunity to support your body and fight inflammation. That's all for today, health warriors. Until next time, keep making those healthy choices. And remember, you're the hero in your own wellness story. Here's to a future with less inflammation and more vitality. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.